Late night, Graham Torrington on the BBC across the Midlands. I'm here Sunday to Thursday, 10 till 1. Now, almost a month ago, I chatted to Frederica Roberts, the happiness speaker. She joined me when I launched the very first Graham's Happy Hour, an hour where you shared with me what had made you happy that week. And such a huge response. We had another happy hour just before my holiday. And don't worry, we're going to be having another one very soon as well. Now, one thing Frederica spoke about was the United Nations International Day of Happiness, which happens to be tomorrow. In the run-up to the event tomorrow, Frederica was asking people to visit her blog and answer one simple question about what made them happy. And Frederica joins me now to talk about what she's discovered. Frederica, thank you very much indeed for coming onto the programme tonight.
Thank you for having me back on the show. Always a pleasure.
So what was the question, the one question that you asked?
The question I asked was, what is your favourite little happiness ingredient? And by little happiness ingredient, I mean basically the things that we sprinkle onto our lives to lift their flavours, you know, whether it's reading a book, going for a walk, spending time with our loved ones, cooking, baking, whatever it is, you know, it's as diverse really as the number of responses. People have lots of different things that they enjoy doing because they just enjoy doing them, and that's such a key thing to happiness.
So tell me about the response then. A good response?
Very good response, yes.
Good.
I've had a bit over 1,000 have come back to me with a response. I know. I was really pleased with that. Most of them from the UK, but I have had responses from as far afield as New Zealand and Australia and Canada.
Right. And does it change from country to country?
Well, the data that I've got doesn't break it down in that kind of detail because obviously it was all very highly anonymous. So whilst I can see what countries people have responded from, I can't see specifically what the responses correlate to.
Okay, so what was the overall response? What did you get from all of this?
Well, what I got was quite surprising. I was expecting maybe one category because it was free text, so people could put what they wanted, and then I've spent a lot of time as I've been going along categorising it. And I was expecting to get maybe one category that absolutely jumped out. And the biggest category that did come out was related to basically activities to do with family, friends, love and relationships. But I was expecting it to be bigger than it was. It was actually just under 1 in 5 people that have given activities to do with basically family, friends, love and relationships.
Right.
Now, I don't know why that is. That would be an interesting follow-up survey, wouldn't it? But the only thing I can think is that actually it highlights just how diverse the activities are that we like doing that make us feel good, and that therefore it's really important to tune into actually what it is that's unique to us as individuals that make us feel good. You know, what you enjoy doing might be very different to what I do. And it's really important to know what it is so that you can make sure that you put that into your life. So that was kind of the major one. Chocolate kept jumping out, which is, I suppose I'm not surprised. I'm a big fan of chocolate myself. About 5% of people who responded listed chocolate as their...
Without getting sexist, I'm kind of thinking that possibly is from females.
Well, it could be, although the survey overall was split almost 50-50 between men and women. It was just slightly more women than men, but obviously, as I say, I can't tell the responses in terms of how it was skewed. And another one, I suppose, that could be a little bit female-male split, I'm not sure, is quite a few people that listed things like having a hot bath and a hot shower and, you know, as relaxation and pampering-type activities.
How much of it was weather-dependent?
There didn't really seem to be anything. I mean, that's the one thing that I was expecting there to be more stuff about going away on hot holidays and that kind of thing. You know, given that I was doing the survey in winter, people thinking about getting away from the cold winter weather. But there didn't really seem to be a lot of that. And there was a good number of response that indicated spending time outdoors and that kind of thing as well. But there were some really odd ones as well. Some very...
Give me a taster.
Sorry?
Give me a taster of the odd ones.
Well, in terms of odd ones, for example, the one that I thought, this is somebody with a real cruel streak, one person put, driving through puddles on a really wet day.
So you got to suffer by the sounds of things.
Well, I was thinking, looking at somebody that obviously enjoys splashing people on the side of the road.
Exactly, yes. That. I'm going to make you suffer today.
That's it. And there are obviously ones that must have come from women, like somebody put Cristiano Ronaldo and somebody else David Beckham. And somebody put gaining financial knowledge. So I thought that's a really odd kind of response, but there you go.
I suppose it's what you're driven by, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And it's all the things that we like to do and that just kind of boost our happiness in little bursts. The one that absolutely surprised me by its lack, I suppose, of responses, and it is a late night show, so hopefully I can say this, only two people out of the 1,088, I think it was, actually mentioned anything to do with sex.
Really?
Yes.
Now, that has surprised me.
I know. I was expecting there to be a lot more, especially as it was highly anonymous, done online. You know, people aren't going to be embarrassed to say it. But no, only two people out of all of the respondents. So there you have it. One of them actually was very romantic about it and called it making love. And the other one mentioned sexercise, whatever that is. I obviously lead a sheltered life.
Obviously. Tell us about tomorrow then.
So tomorrow is the UN's International Day of Happiness. It was declared as such in 2012. And really it's about bringing together everything that makes what the UN are calling gross global happiness. They're looking really at far more than just looking at the economics of the world, and they're saying that the social, economic and environmental well-being are all linked together, and that defines gross global happiness, and that's really important. But that was driven by the fact that the government of Bhutan has been measuring national happiness as a far more important measure than national income since the early 70s. So that's kind of what drove it. And every year it seems to be growing. So this year the UN have roped in Pharrell Williams, and they're going with a whole happy theme, of course, with his song. And they're also doing a whole campaign that's been running already, which is the hashtag Happy Sounds Like. So they're asking people to say what songs make them feel happy as well.
Well, what are you going to be doing that's going to make you happy tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to be doing a lot of interviews, by the sounds of it. But that's fine. I enjoy talking, so that's great. I do also enjoy sleeping an awful lot, which I'm not going to be doing because my first interview is at 7:50 tomorrow morning. But I am going to be, obviously, working some more on these results. I will probably catch up on some of the sleep that I haven't had for the last month while I've been working on the project. And I think I'll turn up some music really loud because I do love music as a real mood booster. And I was thinking of, you know, what are my kind of happy songs, and there are plenty of them. I've got lots of happy playlists, but one of them, which I think is a bit of an anthem for life and positivity, which is Chumbawamba Tub Thumping.
Okay, well, you enjoy listening to that tomorrow. If anybody wants to find you online, where can they do that, Frederica?
happiness-speaker.co.uk.
Well, have yourself a happy day tomorrow, won't you?
Thank you very much, Graham. Thanks for having me on. It might seem crazy.